Good morning to everyone, and my name is Elena Ribeiro from Turismo of Portugal. So let me start my presentation. Let me see if I understand. Let me show you why the tourism is so important to our country. This is the last year's data. And we had 20 million guests at hotels. Tourism gave us 15 million euros of receipts. And we are on the top 20 of the tourism destination. So in last year, we had an increase of guests and an increase of receipts. And the tourism consumption versus the GDP is now almost 80%. And the inbound tourism markets are represent 72% of the nights, the total of nights. And the employment in tourism represents almost 80% of the total employment. So for us in Portugal, tourism is really very important. And the tourists, all the tourists, are important too. The demographic forecasts that we have talked about it since the summit in Montreal show us that by 2050, the world's population will be 22% will be 60 or plus years. So we have to care for our tourist offer to this type of tourists that are older people. In the UE, we will have 94 million of people with some kind of impairment. In Portugal, there is a percentage that 18% of the population will have some impairment. And in the European Union, we'll have 45% of people with impairment. So we have to prepare ourselves. So the Tourism 2027 strategy of Turismo Portugal as the part of the accessible tourism in mind. In this strategy, we focus on people. The tourists are people, and the stakeholders are people. So we have to unite and focus on the needs of the people with impairment, and also with the private sector and the public sector have to focus on that. So we have to value the territory, we have to boost the economy through the tourism, and to potentiate the knowledge also, and we have to improve the networking and the connection between the public and the private sector, and we have to promote Portugal. Portugal is known internationally for the warm welcome that we gave to all the people that arrive to our country. But this is not a marketing action, this is not a marketing tool, it's within our culture, it's how we are, it's our identity. So the accessibility is also in our minds. Let me show you now if the technical team can help me. This is a video that shows how the program All for All was built and what is its aim. The subtitles are in English.
Portugal é conhecido por receber bem os turistas que nos visitam. E esta é uma vantagem competitiva do nosso destino turístico, gerando mais riqueza para o país e para as empresas. Mas será que estamos preparados para garantir uma boa experiência no destino a todas as pessoas? Com o programa All for All, pretende-se mobilizar os profissionais e as empresas turísticas para adaptarem a sua oferta às necessidades específicas de quem nos visita. Muitas vezes a solução está em pequenos gestos, cuidados ou adaptações, e nem sempre requerem um grande esforço financeiro. estar preparado para receber famílias com crianças pequenas, séniores ou pessoas com algum tipo de incapacidade, ainda que temporária, representa também uma oportunidade de negócio. O programa All for All vem reforçar o trabalho já feito por muitas empresas e instituições e criar novas condições no sentido de estimular as empresas a fazerem de Portugal um destino cada vez mais preparado e acessível para todos. Vamos atuar em duas vertentes. Na melhoria do produto, criando as novas linhas de apoio à criação de acessibilidades em estabelecimentos hoteleiros e em espaços públicos, mas também através da divulgação de boas práticas de acessibilidade. Na sua divulgação e promoção junto do turista, através de um canal online dedicado ao turismo acessível, alojado no visitportugal.com. A adesão das empresas ao programa Portuguese Tourism All for All é essencial ao sucesso do propósito de fazer de Portugal um destino para todos. Portuguese Tourism All for All.
Okay, so the Tourism 2027 strategy that includes an action plan that wants to make Portugal tourism an accessible tourism destination. So we have a legal framework, we have a political choice and commitment, and we have made this action plan to develop accessible tourism in Portugal. So with this All for All program, we want to provide awareness, training and knowledge with the public and the private sector, and mostly with the tourism stakeholders. And also we want to support all the projects that have included the accessibility component to develop their product and their project. So we have two areas to develop this action plan. The first one with tourist stakeholders. We want to inspire, we want to train, and we want to help funding their projects. With the part of inspiring the tourist stakeholders, we want to focus that accessible tourism is a business opportunity. And we have to travel, to work, to make the making of Portugal a tourism, accessible tourism destination for all. And we want to make that a common goal to the public and the private sector. The part of training, we have made some guides, best practice guides, to provide technical information and also to develop technical tools and also to spread all the best practice that we have known in this travel that we've made to develop the country as an accessible tourism destination. And the new part of this plan was the funding to support accessibility improvement in all the tourism tourist projects, and also to stimulate the public and private investments. So we created a channel in our Tourism Portugal web page. It's the portal, the business portal, where you can find the All for All program and all the information. You can find technical information with the best practice guides, and also to know all the best things that are built in Portugal. So in the equipments, in the services, the transports, all the tourism chain. These are some examples of our guides. We have best practice guides in hotels, also in active tourism, and communication, accessible communication in museums, monuments, and that kind of heritage equipment. And we also have our schools in Tourism Portugal that are that have accessible tourism courses and specialization courses in accessible tourism. We have also, and Ivor Ambrose from INAT can confirm, we had a partnership with INAT that gave birth to a handbook for accessible tourism destinations. And it's a helpful tool to destination managers to develop accessible tourism in Portugal. The part of funding, we created an accessible tourism financial incentive with a 30 million euros budget that helped tourist projects, public and private ones. We funding with 90% of the investment with a 200 euros limit for project, per project, and they are for public agents. There have an incentive non-refundable, and for private sector is refundable. The selection criteria are based in coherence and quality of the intervention, the wide scope of the intervention to carry all the needs of people with impairment, and also the degree of innovation. The typology of private projects that we had received focus on adapted vehicles for tourists, also the accommodation, physical accessibility and technical support equipment, and also in activities, acquisition of adapted equipment, and also accessible and sensorial paths and accessible beaches. This is on the private projects. On the public projects, it's similar, but we have the museums and the monuments with the physical accessibility and also the accessible communication. And we have also projects in public spaces and also accessible and sensorial paths and accessible beaches. This is the amount of the application submitted, 266. And 79 were just approved, and more are being assessed. We have 13 million euros eligible investment, and we have 9 million, more than 9 million euros funding approved. The other part, the tourists, the important ones, we have three areas to work with: the information, the inspiration, and also the fidelization. In the information, we created the channel in visitportugal.com that provides the accessibility conditions for all the tourists with some kind of impairment, and also the area of inspiration to show the tourists that they can travel to Portugal because there are accessible offer, and build the reputation of Portugal as an accessible tourism destination. And the last part, the fidelization, to provide credible information and also to receive the feedback from the tourists, and also to involve more and more public and private agents in this tourist chain. This is the visitportugal.com with the channel of accessible tourism, where you can find the accessible itineraries in heritage cities and villages that show us the accessible itinerary and also show us all the touristic points of interest that are accessible and give us the information about this equipment. And another video, this is one of the seven videos that we've produced to inspire the tourists to come to Portugal and also to inspire the private stakeholders to know that in Portugal there are accessible offer, and so visit us. If you don't mind to click. Okay. The video is in English.
to know that things can always get better. And turn life into a series of good memories. Every moment helps us to eventually be able to say, we're having a unique experience. After all, besides discovering a truly beautiful country, I've also found out that there's a solution for everything in life. I want to come back lots of times.
So this video shows us someone that is having a holiday in Portugal, and she has something that it's only revealed in the end of the video. She has a broken leg, but that didn't stop her to have a wonderful vacation in Algarve, in the southern part of Portugal. And all the videos shows us someone with a type of impairment that can enjoy their vacation in Portugal. So I invite you to go to youtube.com and visit Turismo of Portugal page and search for All for All program, and all the videos are there and you can have a look. And if you want to, you can visit us. And the last part, the fidelization of the tourist. Turismo of Portugal is funding a project, an Iberian project that is called Tour for All. There is a Tour for All Portugal and a Tour for All Spain. And this is an app and also a web page that provides the information about the accessibility of the tourism resources in both countries. In Portugal, they are visiting all the tourism accommodation and the tourism, all the tourism resources, and they are making the assessment of accessibility, and they are providing that information in Tour for All app. And also the tourists can make a comment about that tourist resource and to confirm the accessibility that is shown. So I invite you also to look for the app of Tour for All and see all the accessible tourist resources that are in Portugal, that you can find in Portugal. So thank you very much for your attention.